So we're happy to be taking a few minutes to be speaking with Jen Young, the new owner at Blue Seal Animal Nutrition Center, located here in Sherbrooke, also the founder of The Pet Connection. Welcome to the Cube.
Thank you very much, Sylvia.
This year has been a really different year for you, a real full year.
Yeah, in more ways than one. It's been a big year, a successful year. We've saved a lot of animals' lives. Mm-hmm. And I think the stress of deciding to buy the store is derived from saving the animals' lives. Like, right. I did that to be able to continue to help them.
So when did you officially take over the store?
October 1st.
October 1st. And yeah. How's it going?
It's going very well. Now that I'm over the stress and the sleepless nights of figuring out, oh, really, you have to enter this every single day, stuff like that. Because I managed the store for the past couple of years. And I can take care of the managing, but I wasn't familiar with the, you know, the accounting. I didn't do that, stuff mm-hmm. like that. So mm-hmm. now I had to get a crash course. So the first couple months were pretty stressful.
So all of this evolved because of the Pet Connection, basically. Mm-hmm. I'm sure a lot of people in the community know the story, but there may be some that don't know it. So maybe you could briefly fill us in.
Well, I think it's a good idea because I still have people, they don't know what it's about or mm-hmm. what it is. And it's tricky because some people just learning about it will walk into Blue Seal expecting the store to be a pet store. Mm-hmm. Well, that's not what we are. Terry, the former owner of the store, asked me almost four years ago to come and help him just fix it up, start mm-hmm. the services. So we did. We put a huge emphasis in the daycare and the grooming and everything else. And the goal was to be able to sell the store. So we got to that point. But when we got to that point, I had already started saving animals, which I, you know, once they got fixed and had all their shots, they stayed there at the store since I was there 80 hours a week anyway. Mm-hmm. They stayed there. So once the store was for sale and there was actually an interested party, I was pretty depressed, actually. I didn't know what to do. Do I go back to my career as being a journalist that I had been for numerous years? Mm-hmm. And then I have to stop helping animals, which gives me severe stress, but also a lot of pride.
Yeah, a lot of joy, too. Yeah.
Seeing these guys' lives saved from death, literally, and then in a home that absolutely adores them and couldn't live without them.
And you have saved quite a few.
I've lost
count. Have you counted?
I haven't counted. Okay. You know, I counted last year. And we were 360 at the beginning of last year. We're well over 500 for sure.
And of course, there's Asland.
Yes.
A terrific story. Can you briefly tell us about Asland?
Everybody loves Asland. Last January, I got a call from the municipality of Newport near Island Brook. They called and they said that they had heard about what I do with animals and didn't know if I could help them, but no one else could. And I said, well, what's the problem? They told me there was two dogs that were hurt and aggressive in somebody's garage. They'd called the SPCA, SPA here in Quebec. They called the SPA and they couldn't go because there was no contract. They called the neighboring municipality and their authorized dog catcher couldn't go because there was no contract. So they didn't know what to do. There was two dogs in this man's shed. They didn't know what to do. So we did. Terry and I asked Terry to come with me because I had no idea where that stretch of, that's quite out in the sticks. I had mm-hmm. never been out there, actually. We went, and sure enough, as soon as I walked in the shed, I saw this black dog dart behind a tractor. The whole time I was in the shed, I heard this atrocious growling from under one of the tractors, and I said, I'm not even going to see what that is right now. So we worked on the black one. It took about 10 minutes, and she came to us. They noosed her and got her in the van, so she was okay. And then it was time to see this atrocious growling. So I knelt down, I looked under the tractor, and there was this dog with a gorgeous, beautiful mane like a lion mm-hmm. that automatically reminded me of Aslan since I had just watched Narnia with the kids. Mm-hmm. And there wasn't an inch of skin on his face that wasn't full of porcupine quills. He had one goodness. That was even holding his eye open, stapling it open. He was nothing but bones, so obviously he'd been quilled for quite a while. He mm-hmm. couldn't eat. And he was probably starving, hence why he went after the porcupine. Come to find out, he was just vomiting constantly pure blood. It took me about 20 minutes to gain his trust, but he still took a cookie out of my hand. That's how hungry he was. And the quills stabbed me in the hand, so we both jumped. So that set us back a little bit. But then once he trusted me, he just trusted me. You could see that. So we had to go through a series of very important and critical procedures because he had eaten the entire porcupine. So we had to repair certain sections of his intestines. My vets were just amazing. Like, my vet came, it was 3 o'clock in the morning. Quails are biological, so you can't see those on any kind of x-rays or anything like that.
Oh my goodness.
So it was a guess. And because my younger brother almost died when he was younger of Crohn's disease, and they couldn't figure out what it was, Aslan was acting like my brother did with a blocked intestine. So I remember looking at my vet and saying, listen, I think we got to open him up. I think it's his intestines. And she said, Jen, I don't think he's strong enough to open him up. I said, well, either way, he's going to die. So we opened him up. We could only let him sleep for about 5 minutes. And sure enough, I assisted in the operation, and there was a section of his intestines that looked like a thumb thing there that you put your needles in. So we removed them all as fast as we could, and we couldn't put him to sleep too long or else he wouldn't have woken up. He was so weak. So we did. And then he came out of it. A month later, still the same thing, though. He was getting better, but he wasn't
100%. There were a few close calls, weren't there?
Oh, there was. There was three, actually.
Three, actually. Yes. Yeah. But now, today, if we go to the store, we can meet Aslan.
And absolutely.
He is a dog like no other that I've ever met.
I mean, he's very special.
He is very special.
Yeah. He was for adoption, but because he needed a lot of vet care and people were afraid that, you know, he could still succumb to it, which he could. I can't tell the future. I think he's out of the woods, but I can't say for sure.
Well, he certainly looks healthy now.
He's getting
beautiful.
Kind of chubby, beautiful. Though, because lots of people come in just to give him cookies.
That's for sure. And it's a special week.
It is. It is, actually. This coming weekend is a very special weekend because Aslan's birthday, he will be 3 years old on December 17th. Now, I know his birthday because I found his original owners. Who weren't willing to pay for the vets either, so which is why I took over.
So they basically may have wanted to put him to sleep, or
they told me to put him to sleep.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
While he was up there and he was critical, they said that no, they can't afford that. Please put him to sleep. And I said, well, can you give him over to me and I'll try and save his life. And they did. So he actually had been lost from his home for about a month, and before that he was actually purchased as a purebred golden retriever. So I saw his original papers, so that's how I knew his birthday is December 17th. And since he's made it, he's everybody's friend.
Yes.
Really, people, if you're having a bad day, come in and pat Aslan on the head and you will feel better.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. And probably you're going to want to take Aslan home with you.
Yes, everybody wants to. But nobody believes me. I tell them, you know, because he's been at the store so much with me, wherever I am, he is. And we're at the store more than we're at home. He has developed this calm, easygoing, doesn't steal any of the cookies or bones or anything. And he's developed that. It's amazing. But at home, he's not the same.
He's not the same. It's unbelievable. I don't know if I can believe you.
I know. Nobody does. That's why I always have to put little videos up on Facebook. Nobody believes me. So this weekend, we decided to do our Christmas party, but also join it with Aslan's birthday because it's a big accomplishment for all of us. He means a lot to all of us. He stands for what we do, and that is being proactive about your pets. You know, take care of them. See what can happen to your pet when it takes off. You know, he was also shot twice, and we no idea who shot him, but that's irresponsibility somewhere. And this is what can happen to our pets if they're out of our sight.
Right.
So he is our mascot for sure. So he's special. So he means a lot, and it's because of dogs like Aslan that we even purchased the store and decided to take on all this stress and debt just to help them. So that's why this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, everybody can come in and give them a pat and say happy birthday and congratulations, you lived.
And there's some special deals going on as well.
Yeah, well, every Christmas we always try and do a special for our customers to help them save a little bit of money before the holidays because it's tight. I know that.
Right, right.
Full well. So we're going to combine the two. Aslan's big birthday
and you've got quite an assortment. And you yourself have a lot of knowledge about pets and...
I've developed them,
yes. Yes.
Developed that.
I know we went in there and you told us certain things about what we can do with our cat. And
it's all things I've learned.
Right.
I went from being a reporter to surrounded and living with animals. I'm not a professional. I'm not Cesar Millan. I'm not a dog whisperer. Everything I know, I've learned firsthand.
Yeah, through experience. Yeah. And also you have a great new line in your store, and that is the candles.
Oh, yes, my Yankee candles.
Yes.
Now, everybody thinks I brought those in for people. It's so not true. Mm. They're there because I was totally selfish.
Oh, yeah.
I love Yankee candle. Like, mm-hmm. I make my husband, he always used to roll his eyes all the time. Every year we'd go down to North Conway.
Right.
And I used to buy like $400 worth of Yankee candles for everybody mm-hmm. and myself. Mm-hmm. So when last year I looked into bringing them in because I'm like, they're so amazing. Mm-hmm. You know, we want to have them around here. And when I finally could, when they did their bilingual stickers on the jars, then we could sell them in Quebec. I ordered just one shelf. They were gone mm-hmm. within a week and a half. So it showed me that I'm not the only one
I guess
obsessed
not.
With Yankee candle.
They've made quite the hit in the township.
Yeah.
So then this Saturday and yep. Sunday, yep. Everyone should take the opportunity to stop by Blue Seal Animal Nutrition Center.
I hope they
and
do.
And what is the address?
1730 Wellington South. So we're right beside the Motel Marquis. You can't miss us.
All right. Well, you're doing a great deed. You're doing great work. And thank you so much for stopping by and telling us about it.
Oh, well, thank you so much. And thanks for having me.